Now, I wanted to play a couple short clips before I get into the economic, military, and geopolitical news. Next segment with some really big breaking information. With a couple clips, here is a leftist. And this is just so illustrative. Having their own logic about how they're leaving the United States and how they're having to jump through these hoops to move to another country, not being able to even come to grips with the fact that the U.S. has some of the loosest immigration laws in the world, and when all these other countries have it, it's fine, and they think they're leaving a tyranny to go to a country that has even more controls than us. There's no logic. There's no common sense. There's no nothing. It's crazy. And that ties into Peter Schweizer, and this is official, about how the Mexican government itself believes it's going to recapture much of the United States. These are both very important clips. Here they are.
Want to see liberal logic in real time?
I am leaving this country, the United States, in 213 days. And I am spending day after day researching schools, where to live, how to afford this, visas, taxes, everything.
So you understand that there is a process to go into another country then, right?
With what they're doing to immigrants, with what we are doing to other countries.
Okay, so it's okay for other countries to do it and you're going to go to them, but when we do it, it's wrong?
I can't be here anymore. I can't breathe here.
So you're okay with doing all the steps necessary to move to another country because it's okay for them to do it, but you're fleeing from this country because we're enforcing those same laws that we've always had?
Can. I also empathize with the countries that are being inundated with immigrants. I am sorry.
So you're sorry because you understand that it causes issues, but you don't mind putting that on another country because you're angry that this country is trying to fix that problem?
I'm not trying to ask anyone to assimilate to me. Okay, I am moving and I expect to fully have to assimilate into that culture as much as I possibly can.
So you understand that you should assimilate when you move to another country, but you're angry that people are coming here and not assimilating, and we're trying to fix that.
For 1 second, understand why people are leaving.
Totally fine with you leaving, but it's a little hard to understand where the disconnect comes in, that it's okay for all the other countries to have these laws, but the fact that we are enforcing these laws finally after not under the last administration, it's a problem.
We're literally escaping fascism.
Oh, okay. You're brainwashed. See, I get it now. Well, good luck with your travels.
I always thought of Mexico in the context of, okay, you've got kind of this hapless government and it's corrupt. The reality is, in their own words, they view immigration very differently. This is from a government report written by one of President Sheinbaum's top aides in December of 2024. We already know that the Mexican population in the United States reaches 39.9 million. We Mexicans are reclaiming our territory. Here's a powerful senator who's also a member of the Morena Party, who sits on the National Defense Committee, which is the most powerful committee in the Mexican Senate. Quote, we Mexicans are in our territories, California, Nevada, Texas, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Wyoming. We're going to take back the territory that was stolen from us. You hear these quotes and you think, okay, well, maybe this is just bravado. But as I point out in the book, they have actually created a network and infrastructure inside the United States. And this infrastructure, this includes Mexican government officials inside the United States who are organizing violent protests like those that hit Los Angeles, those that are in Minneapolis, and they are actively participating in our politics. They are working to elect Democrats who are sympathetic to them on immigration and working to defeat President Trump through Mexican consulates. For them, immigration is about transforming the United States.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Developments. The globalist kingpin that runs Canada, Mark Carney's cracked. Now says Canada has no intention of pushing free trade deal with China after Trump threatens 1,000% tariffs. We've got more on that front. Citing Trump, German government calls for Germany's gold reserves to be withdrawn from the United States, something Kirk Elliott 6 months ago predicted was coming. We also have the UN coming back out and now saying we've got to stop eating red meat and let the UN dictate what you eat or the earth's going to die. And that ties into new predictions that if we don't, we'll all be dead in just a few years. They've been saying that for 50 years. There's always a new thing to be scared of. We got clips of that. We also have big developments in the UK. If you thought their police state was bad, wait till you hear this. And Trump's threatening major tariffs on them if they don't back down on that. It's a big deal. Also, Trump's Greenland gamble is already paying off. And that's why the globalists are so mad, because their old order that is tyrannical and kleptocratic and crony capitalistic, using socialism and communism as the grassroots system, but above it, basically fascism, is falling apart. And that's why their last big move is to create a civil war, in their own words. But I wanted to get Dr. Kirk Elliott up. Yes, he's our sponsor, but that's not the main reason he's here. The top gold and silver broker in North America, because he has on record the best ratings. You know, they sell it wholesale, so you know what you're getting. There's no shell games like so many other companies. But man, it's now overperforming what he said. Let's pull up silver right now. Where is silver today? When I checked about an hour ago, it was at $113. Whoa. Whoa, it's gone up $5 in just the last hour. Oh, my goodness. $117.23. Wow. What's driving that? Maybe you're not into silver and gold. Maybe you're mad you didn't get into it 2 years ago. We told you now is the time. You didn't miss the boat, folks. You just missed, the absolute super sweet spot if you just listen to me. But it's okay. All the evidence shows only more coming. Now, this is so volatile. Will we see a correction? Probably. And then it'll just go back up even more, I predict. But regardless, I started telling you to get into silver when it was $30 an ounce. Started telling you to get back into gold when it was, $2,500 an ounce. So I'm only going to steer you where I would go. Silver just broke another record. Here's what's driving the precious metals new price surge. Let's pull up gold for folks, too. Show them where gold is right now. But what an exciting time to be alive. But what is driving this? Gold is now at $5,089.52. So, Dr. Elliott, thank you for being here. Let's first talk about just the raw numbers, silver and gold. How much is silver up in just the first 26 days of this year? How much is gold up in just the first 26 days? And what is driving this meteoric rise?
So this is wild, Alex, because when I sent you these numbers, like literally right before I came on the air, like an hour ago, silver was up 57% year to date. 57. It's January 26th, right? So, but in the last hour, it's up to now almost 118. Now it's up 66% year to date. It's the 26th of January. You know, most people would say, if I can get 56% on my stock returns over the next 3 years, I'd be really happy, right? That's almost like 20% a year. And gold is up like 19% year to date. It's not like that's doing too shabby either. But Alex, 66% in the first 3 weeks of this year. And when we go back to the predictions that we had made on your show, you know, people thought it was crazy when in January of 25, literally a year ago, silver was at 28. And remember what we said? It would be 67 to 75 by the end of the year. It ended up at 71. Then the next one was silver should be 120 to 140 by late spring, early summer. Alex, we're going to be at 120 before the end of this week. It's like, and it's still January. We don't have to wait for late spring or early summer. And to me, when you've got both gold and silver moving at the same time, not at the same rate. Silver is literally growing at three times the rate of growth of gold. But they're both going up. What does this tell us? This is not a speculative bubble, right? Which the Hunt brothers in the late 70s was speculation. Tech stocks in 2000 was speculative bubble. Subprime lending in 2009, 2010, that was speculation. This is truly supply and demand. This is something completely different. And so we've talked about this last week. Last week, we talked about how China was paying a $9 premium over US spot price just to get silver, and because they are out. So here's what's interesting about what Trump is doing in Venezuela that has a direct impact on China. So what most people don't realize, China is the largest refining country in the world for silver. They're about 60 to 70% of all the global refining capacity every year. Where do they get their source product from? Like from the mines, right? Most of it comes from Latin America.
Venezuela.
So, yeah, Venezuela, Peru.
Well, that's what you said just 2 weeks ago. You said us blocking the ships right there is going to explode it.
It will, and it did. And it did. So now China's got this problem. So Trump, maybe he knew it, maybe he didn't, right? But what he's doing is dramatically impacting the price of silver, which they made a critical mineral, right? It's a strategic metal now that China really needs. So when you start to connect some of these dots, I think Trump is absolutely brilliant because you put it on the strategic minerals list for national security reasons. Then what does China do? China stops exporting it to the rest of the world. It's like, this is interesting because China is what? An exporting nation. They live on exports and they stopped exporting silver. Why? Because they need it. They absolutely need it for manufacturing. Now the problem that Trump is basically, for all intents and purposes, has Latin America under political and economic positive relations with America in the sense of, yeah, we're at war with Venezuela, but Trump is now controlling the assets. America is controlling the asset flow out of there, whether we're blocking the strategic waterways for rare earth metals, right? Going into China, they can't refine it anymore because those go through the straits, the waterways of Venezuela. This is very interesting. So what Trump did, he's dramatically impacting the price, right? And he's sticking it to China And this is really interesting because this is why China is paying $9 premium over spot price to get silver into China.
And let's be clear before you go further. China with the globalists did one side of deals, got 98% control of earth minerals, had our Panama Canal handed over to them. We were all positioned for collapse. The CFR bragged about the end of America for decades, the Chinese century. At the last minute, Trump is grabbing back what was already in our hegemonic area, was already under our control, and that's why the globalists are so pissed right now, because Carney even tried to run over and pledge allegiance to China 2 weeks ago. That blew up, and now he's had to run back to Trump because we hold all the cards. We were about to lose the cards. That's why people that don't understand economics or geopolitics don't understand, and you're a very smart economist, you said Trump's doing exactly what you would do. And as you said, it's pretty much the only moves he had left anyways.
It is. And so you talked a lot last week about Greenland, right? And the strategic importance of Greenland. Well, that is ticking off the globalists a lot, right? Because we need it for strategic, for basically global safety. We need Greenland, right? So what is Trump's negotiating tools on some of this? Tariffs on Europe. So now, remember, it was last year that a bunch of the silver was leaving London, leaving the rest of the world and coming back to America. Trump was repatriating the gold and silver. We wanted it under our control, right?
And you said, what happens when Germany wants their gold back?
Yeah, they already tried to get it back way back in the day under Angela Merkel when she was the chancellor, right? She tried to get it, and the Fed basically said, we don't have it. We've rehypothecated it, right? We're leasing it out to other places. We'll give you your gold back in 7 years. It's like, what? It's our gold. We were putting it there for safekeeping, right? If I were Germany, I would have been really ticked. So now that Trump is putting tariffs on the European Union, he's got the European Union squirming and wondering, what are we going to do? So economists in Germany are telling the German government, hey, just as of this morning, it's like, we need to repatriate all of our gold. We don't feel safe with it being in American vaults anymore. So they're wanting it back. Here's the problem, Alex. COMEX has almost been bled dry of gold and silver. It's like they don't have it, especially on silver. But here's the thing. When COMEX is already running low on inventory, now Germany wants to repatriate theirs. The exchange for physicals, the movement.
All the evidence is that we have not even begun to see the real bull market.
We haven't. And this is what's really interesting to me is they're requesting physical delivery. And I'm telling you, I don't think the physical delivery is there to be had again. So what's Germany going to do there? This is going to cause gold and silver to absolutely soar, which we're already seeing. So let's take silver as the case study here. So,
and by the way, so many listeners who are smart but still not get it, even some family like, but gold's always better. It costs more. And they're like, no, the ratio of silver is way undervalued. Everybody agrees compared to gold. Gold will be great later. You want silver. Now, wasn't Kirk Elliott right, folks? Silver was the thing to get into. And people will also ask, how much longer will that be? When does that gold-silver ratio trade happen?
Well, probably pretty soon. So I think we're going to start to do this ratio trade within the next month. We'll probably start working out maybe a little bit longer. It's got to be systematic rollout, right, to lock in people's profits. But today, as we speak, the gold to silver ratio is at about 45. Earlier this year, it was in the upper 80s. I mean, it's come down a lot, right? So here's the crazy thing about this is, this is going to accelerate because China running out, they're paying a $9 premium. They're bleeding COMEX dry.
But better than that is that all the major mines say they already have orders way above capacity. You don't just snap your fingers and start a new mine. It takes, 5 to 10 years? I mean, every indicator that industrial use is skyrocketing. It's the perfect storm.
It's the perfect storm. It actually takes like 10 to 18 years for a mine from conception to production. But with the $9 instant arbitrage opportunity where China's paying $9 premium over spot, what are people in America doing at COMEX? They're selling their silver, moving it out of COMEX to Shanghai for an instantaneous $9 per ounce profit. So COMEX has very little availability. It's like not there. Now that Germany is wanting to take their gold, I think the U.S. vaults are about to run dry, which is possibly why Trump is saying, well, we're going to have a $2.5 billion capital infusion into rare earth materials and rare earth metals and put together, you know, smelts and refineries and all this stuff, right?
That's right. So, he just ordered the Pentagon a month ago to move into silver refining.
Yeah. So Trump's seeing this ahead of the game like he always does. And now we're seeing the fruit on the tree from some of these decisions. It's like, no wonder he did what he did. Right. So here's where I'm so excited, Alex, because we've been right. And I'm not glad to be right for the sake of being right. I'm glad to be right because we're literally helping tens of thousands of people change their retirements forever. I mean, people ask me all the time, oh, Kirk, is it too late? Have I missed the boat? You haven't missed the boat. Clients who called on Friday of last week, like literally a business day ago, and allocated into silver are already at a profit position from Friday because look what silver is doing. So now Bank of America, Alex, has said gold is going to be $6,000 an ounce by spring of this year. And that's only a couple months away. Right, so now all the eyes of the world literally are on precious metals, gold and silver. So here's what's exciting to me. When we get to a 40-to-1 gold to silver ratio, right, which is where we'll probably pull the first trigger, it's only a few percentage points away from here. With Bank of America being at $6,000 an ounce gold at a 40-to-1 ratio, where does that put silver? At $150. It's like, we've said on this show for the last year that silver is going to probably be 120 to 140 by late spring, early summer. This falls right in alignment with Bank of America. Now, here's my problem with that is Bank of America always understates what's going to happen, right? So that means, as usual, I've understated it as well, but I do it because I want to underpromise and overdeliver.
Well, here's another example. I mean, Warren Buffett's never been in silver and gold. What, 3 months ago, he started moving into it.
Yeah, he did. In very large sum. Now, how did he do it? He bought 1/3 of Newmont Mines up in Canada. I was like, why would you buy 1/3 of a big mining company if you don't like gold and silver? No, he's getting into the production of what he thinks is going to be a value. He's a value investor that buys companies that have utility. That's all he ever has done. That's his mantra in investment philosophy in life. So he sees gold at these prices as a value and something that's going to have utility. That's why he's buying gold mines, right? Maybe I misspoke on Newmont. I can't remember which mine. It was a big
But here's the bottom line. There are psychological resistance points. Talk about a few of those we went through with silver and gold. Because it's always been undervalued. They've always manipulated it with the naked, you know, shorts and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's admitted. I mean, I've seen even Mainline, JP Morgan, all of them say that's all over. So the only question is, gut level, you're not saying this is going to happen, but you know, between me and you at dinner, you know, you're saying it was higher than it's, you were estimating about 20% more than it was. You were dead on now. Really gut level, how high could this go?
Well, hundreds of dollars an ounce by the end of the year. So Michael Oliver, I follow some very good technical researchers. Jesse Colombo is one of them with the Bubble Report. Michael Oliver is another one. So Michael Oliver came out this morning with solid fundamental reasons why he thinks silver is going to be 300 to 500 an ounce, not by the end of the year, by the second quarter of this year, Alex. It's like, so he's talking about the breakout signals technically. You know, it's smashed through its long-term, you know, price. We've now passed through nothing that has to do with the technical pattern, but it's purely psychological, $100 an ounce. That we didn't even pause at $100 an ounce. We went through it where now we're at 117. This move is one of those moves to a new reality that we're facing globally. It's this paradigm shifting moment where tangible assets are really the only things that people are wanting. This is why the exchange for physicals is so hot. Now, when did this start? In his analysis, he said the timeline and speed, the clock started at the November close in silver when we were talking about what happened on Thanksgiving. Remember that show? We talked about how COMEX shut down. They halted trading on Thanksgiving. This started this clock ticking. Why would you halt? Why would you halt on copper and silver only? Well, it's because there was no supply. The shorts were, they had to stop the market from overheating because they had too many shorts. Right now, you've got this base case. Silver heads into the couple of hundreds of dollars soon. Upside potential 300 to 500, according to Oliver, by this spring with, you know, and when these barriers break, right, when you start to hit major psychological numbers, which are just even numbers, 100, 200, 300, and it blows through those like what we've seen with 100, sky is the limit, Alex. And I'm not trying to be a pie in the sky person. I'm talking about this is the first modern day bull market that's not speculation.
Absolutely. So we've gone over all those angles. So here's the bigger questions. I want to open the phones up for specific questions for Dr. Kirk Elliott on silver, on gold, on the economy, what this means. But let's talk about the downside here. Great for people that are into silver and gold, okay? But at the same time, what institutions, what groups have been caught with their pants down, and what does this indicate for the global economy in general that this is happening? We'll talk about that when we come back. But first, let's do a pitch here. With Kirk Elliott, silver and gold, you whatever wholesale is, you can just check it online, you know, at Google, and that's what it is when you call. And then no cost when you sell it back. The highest ratings, the biggest, the best, the most successful. You're insane if you go anywhere else. I've got a friend who was, you said, oh, hey, I just, you know, went to the post office and picked up 10 ounces of silver. And I said, did you get it from Kirk Elliott? Because he's a listener. And he said, no, 10 ounces isn't enough. Kirk Elliott's too big. Kirk, to be clear, you're happy to sell somebody 10 ounces of silver, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy. And I hope that they do because there's no commission when you liquidate it. I don't care if it's 10 ounces or 100 ounces or 1,000 ounces or 10,000 ounces. I don't care.
And also, you can roll over all sorts of financial instruments. You're the guy to get a free phone consultation with, you and your crew. Sign up on the email. They'll call you. Don't wait, folks. This is such an easy decision. It's the surest bet out there. And it supports this broadcast of 360 Win. 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900. And you got the depositories that have all of it ready to ship in different regions. You can keep it there, keep it at your house, keep it in your safe deposit box. They'll answer all your questions. That it's zero pressure. In fact, I've called myself and I'm like, God, you guys, you know, you need to pressure me a little bit. You need to tell me what to do. It's very low pressure, very nice people. They want to help you in a long-term relationship. It's so easy. And I'm telling you, don't think just because silver has gone up like this or gold that you've missed the boat. All the indicators are no. Might it go down a little bit in a week or a month and then pop right back up. Like I keep telling you, you know, it's at 70 and it goes to 80, it goes down to 75, then it goes to 90, it goes down to 80, then it goes to 100, then it goes down to 90. And I'm just like, guys, you know, everything's baked into this. This is the surest bet there is. 720-605-3900 or kepm.com/gold. We'll be right back with Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, as it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones' picture is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish Sea Moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And again, I don't say this to toot my horn or feel powerful. It's very frustrating to me because I just know all this information. I've always been into politics. I've always been into the military. I've always been into geopolitics. I've always been into history. And I've been on here 32 years in April. And I've just surrounded myself with the people that have the track records of being right the most. And I know what's happening to the global order. I know what's happening with the economy. I know what's happening in society. I know who the players are. And I know how to beat them. I told you decades ago that this current form of globalism would fall apart, would never work. But they'd try to reconstitute it. And I even made the calls about when they would admit their system was dead. They've been admitting it a little bit in the last year. Now they totally admit it. And that's an important moment for them. But that doesn't mean we're out of the woods because you still have these different institutions that are very anti-human. They're just admitting their previous plan didn't work. Still, the AI and the anti-humans garbage and all of it is still moving forward. So we're not out of the woods yet. And I want to be clear. It's dangerous to have ICE running around the streets. It's dangerous to have the Insurrection Act. But the Democrats flooded us. They said, come here. They put the illegals on all the welfare. They said it was their plan to break the country up under replacement migration and the Podesta plan. So they're the initiators. And so we have this fire axe break an emergency there for this. It's time to get rid of the filibuster. It's time to declare the Insurrection Act and crush these unlawful uprisings before they get out of hand, which is the plan. They're going to misrepresent it as a police state when they're the ones in their own documents that say it's their plan. That said, I can see the perspective of libertarians and others that say, hey, we got two citizens dead. This is out of control. Yeah, and they sent them out to these dangerous situations, and the Democrats said they knew this would happen. When they send these people out to do this, they know some are going to get killed. Do we have the same concern by the patriots that don't want to see federal police running around when they're breaking in their hotels every night and beating them up and attacking them? No. So there's a lot of moralizing about some of the broken eggs here when what other choice do we have? Yeah, we ever defeat the globalist, I don't want to keep all this police state going. And the danger is it will. But we're already in the police state of the left. The left already on their signal chats has access to the police license plate reading cameras. They've got their own police state, their own lockdown police state, their own brainwash your kid to be a tranny without you knowing and take your kid away from you in a whole bunch of states. So there's many forms of this. And Trump, like Abraham Lincoln, is being pushed into a confrontation by them. And I'll cover that more later in the broadcast. And I don't disagree with people that have serious concerns. Some people, though, are for the other side, and they're just trying to pull on our heartstrings and you know, get us to moralize about how Trump's the bad guy. Trump is trying to fix things. And I think that's overwhelmingly clear. I respect Mike Adams, known him for 20 years, great guy. He'll be on tomorrow. He's really concerned about ICE, and I agree with a lot of what he's saying. So I think he comes at this from a perspective of good questioning it. So I think we'll have not a debate, but a brainstorm about this. And I'll challenge him. He'll challenge me, and I think we'll be able to come to some type of consensus here. But I'd like to ask Elliot about that, and then also what gold and silver doing this signifies about the economy. Well, we know. They've given up on stopping inflation. The only question is, will you have stagflation under the globalist plan for the Great Reset, austerity by design, or do you want expansionary inflation that's slowed but still there with more goods and services, higher paychecks, and so it equalizes out? That's the Trump plan versus their plan. But Dr. Elliott, I want to give the number out, 5 or 6 calls on the economy for Dr. Elliott, on gold, on silver, whatever your questions are, the toll-free number on this subject only, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. Again, 877-789-2539. So, Dr. Elliott, would you like to comment on the ICE situation and the domestic temperature? Would you like to get into what this signifies, gold and silver, for the rest of the economy?
We can talk about ICE. So to me, when you have social conflict, which is we've got conflict, we've got everybody hating everybody in this world. It's very polarized, right? And so to me, this whenever this happens, it's a temperature that starts to impact the financial markets, right? When you've got this kind of stuff, if it goes on for long enough, people are going to start to see hurdles in their future, right? And they're going to start to pull back the reins. It's just human nature. So here's where are they going to pull back the reins? They're not going to invest so much in equities and bonds because it's like, wow, why did they invest in those? Because they want consistency of future expectations. They want to know that the framework is in place for a growing economy, that the management of these companies are amazing, that their products are amazing, and this is how people invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and things like that. Now, those are going to come down because this is a big hurdle. Nobody knows how far this goes. Is it going to be able to be squelched? Is it going to amplify? What is the temperature of America going to be? Are we on the verge of a revolution? See, those are the kind of things that don't help stock and bond markets. However, those are the kind of things that actually do help gold and silver, because in times of crisis, in times of turmoil, in times of uncertainty, gold and silver since the beginning of time, which is why kings and kingdoms have always invested in gold, right? It's like they do very well during times of uncertainty because they're stable. They're real. They have value. They're transparent and accountable. And so, yeah, I hate what's seeing with our country right now in this awful hatred spreading throughout everywhere. But gold and silver at least are going to do well during times like this, Alex.
Oh, there's no doubt. And that answers the second part of your question. What's it mean for the rest of the economy that silver and gold are exploding like this? It means exactly what you said. There's too much paper. When people figure that out, then every real commodity is only going to explode. That's why all the elites are buying up farmland, gold, silver, infrastructure.
Yeah. And so I don't know if people have seen natural gas prices. It's up 100% in the last 30 days. 100%. Okay. So when you're starting to see natural gas, oil, gold and silver, the insatiable appetite for things that are real go up, it tells us what people think about everything else. People don't want these paper assets. People are afraid. You're not just your viewers, because what we've talked about the Japanese yen carry trade being over, the global liquidity for normal asset categories is over, right? It's over. There's not going to be much more stimulus money coming from the international markets and the yen.
And look at how Japan just dissolved their government. I mean, this is explosive. So I want to go to some phone calls, but do a pitch for people. Tell people about your services, also the financial services, the rollovers. Yeah. People need to call you.
Yeah, here's the thing. So IRAs, just tax-free rollovers, right? So from a 401k to an IRA, we can handle that. If you're 59 and a half or over, get rid of your existing 401k, roll into something that's growing. And or you can take delivery of it outside of an IRA or store it. You know, it's up to you. We will help you. We can't use a cookie cutter approach. We can't, because everybody's different. Everyone says, oh, I don't trust anybody storing my stuff. Well, then take it at home. And I've got people that say, you don't know where I live. I don't trust having it here. Well, then store it, right? We can help. But the key is be in the right place at the right time. Here's the thing, Alex. Last year, when silver went up 147%, 147 in 1 year, it could slow down 90%. And it's still getting 14.7% a year, which is greater than what you're getting on stock markets overall, right? So this is the bull market of a generation. And we can help you with your IRAs, non-IRAs, 401k rollovers, 403bs. Get out of your toxic assets. Get out of your paper into something that's growing. Just call us. I can't use a cookie cutter approach because everybody is different, and we'll meet you where you're at to help you achieve your goals.
And as I said when you first came on, when you see silver go up $20 a day, I made the prediction, not as an economist, I've just seen it. If you've got decades for it to even, you know, go up halfway what it did, and now it's shooting up 20% a day, it's easy to predict you're going to have little corrections. But when you look at the overall graph, then it just goes back up again.
Correct. I mean, expect volatility. Expect it. Know that we are going to have a big down day, and it's going to shock people, and it's going to rock them to their core. It's like, what did I just do? It's like, you know what? In the past, this is key. These kind of corrections that we will see, and I don't know when we're going to get it. Is it going to be tomorrow? Is it going to be when silver hits 150 and it comes down to 130? I don't know. Well, I just know that it's going to happen. But in the past, when you've had big corrections like that, it's taken months of consolidation to get back. We saw a big correction 2 weeks ago when silver went from 88 down to in the 70s in like 70 minutes. You know what? It was there for a day. It was there for a day. The corrections that we're seeing now, because there is so much oxygen, so much supply and demand issues in this market, we're not seeing months long of consolidation. We're seeing like a day. So use that.
Well, a lot of this isn't a lot of those computers were all programmed that when silver, mm-hmm. say, hit, you know, 115 today, or it was like 120 or whatever, to just sell. Isn't that a lot of computer programmed in?
Yeah, the algorithmic traders are big in stocks, bonds, and in any market. You know, computers have kind of taken over. But here's what's really interesting about it. You can't manipulate something where there's no supply, right? You can try, and it's not going to last very long because you can drive the price down for the, like the banks have done since the beginning of time.
Well, that's really the story. I even saw J.P. Morgan, Diamond, saying last year, he goes, the days of manipulation are gone. They just can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Why is that? Because you've got an industrial metal that's needed for just about everything, and Sony and Samsung and all these companies are going to need it. So what are they going to do? If it dips down for a day, they're buying it because they need it. The problem is, how quickly are they going to get delivery when the exchanges are so oversold? Right.
Great point. You know, so people need to call you, get a free consultation, or get the email, get a call back. People need to take action and do this. KEPM.com/gold 720-605-3900. But like you said, one of your biggest businesses is rolling over the different instruments. It's so easy. If people would have done this with you, and the light been on for us about 26 months, 27 months. If somebody would have rolled over some of that stuff, where would they be now? Well, just on silver.
I mean, so just last year, so January of 2025, silver was $28. So it was up 147. It's already up 66% this year. So you'd be up over 210% since January of 25. 210%. Alex, I mean, that's a lot. That's like 100 grand turning into over 300,000. This is amazing, right? So you know, I get questions from people all the time that, you know, the biggest one lately is there's all kinds of fake stuff on the internet. You know, from AI generated speeches about silver, it's like, oh, you've got to get rid of your bullion and buy old rare stuff so it's not confiscated. And Trump signed an executive order that's going to confiscate silver. That's why it was put on the critical minerals list. No, he didn't. He didn't. And here's the thing.
Oh, that was a scam decades ago. Get numismatic because it's non-confiscatable. That is a lie to rip you off, folks. Let's go to some phone calls. Let's go to King DC Mob in Arizona. Quite the name. Go ahead, King. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I just have a couple quick questions for Dr. Kirk Elliott. One, I got into the silver before I was able to learn about your business. And I want to, once we get to that 40 to 1 ratio, I was wondering if that's something that you could help me out with when I'm ready to do it. All my silver is currently in a depository in Texas, and I'd rather kind of move my business over towards you when the time comes. Is that something that you would be able to help out with?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't charge you when you liquidate, so it would behoove you to do that, right? So just move it over so we can actually take care of that ratio trade and move you into gold when it gets there. I will, even though you didn't buy it from me, I won't charge you to liquidate it, right? Where other firms will... Either they're not going to buy it because they don't have the capital, or they're going to charge you an arm and a leg. Don't do that. Just call our office. Let me know. We'll get you squared away. We'll move it to the right depository. I don't know if it's in the same one. There's multiple depositories in Texas, but just call us. And yes, I would love to help you out and not charge you when you liquidate that stuff.
Okay, great. And then another thing, I know a lot of my people that I'm dealing with, they have the same question is, would it be the best idea to remove it out of the, Texas depository to avoid the tax bomb once it is time to cash out? Mine is a traditional IRA, and I'm just thinking about how the taxes, as the, you know, the value grows, so are the taxes when I am ready to pull it out. Is that something that you recommend doing, pulling it out now, dealing with the taxes when they're a little bit lower?
No, Our taxes going to, so here's the thing. I would keep it in the IRA, keep it in a tax deferred growing asset. And then if you systematically take it out down the road, your taxed as ordinary income as it comes out. But all these things you should talk to your CPA about though. But here's the thing that I'm thinking of. All else being equal, that makes sense. What is the black swan that Trump has talked about himself? It's like, the IRS is irrelevant. Maybe we can get rid of income taxes for people that make less than $200,000 a year. or maybe get rid of the IRS altogether. At that point, there is going to be no taxes, right? I'm not saying that that is, that's 50-50 that's going to happen, right? But always keep it in a tax-deferred asset, you know, vehicle, which is your IRA, until the time is right. I wouldn't pull
it out. All right, all right. Thank you for the call. We got to jump here. I should have gone to callers earlier. Debbie in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Elliott. Back in 2008, I bought $1,000 in silver. It was like $12 and some change an ounce, and I bought $6,000 in gold. Problem is, with the silver, they sent it to me all in mercury dimes. I don't have a clue how many dimes it takes to make an ounce. I was hoping they'd send me silver dollars, but they didn't. Can you help me?
Yeah, so those are like for every $1 in dimes, so 10 dimes, you're going to have like almost 3/4 of an ounce of silver in there. So when it comes time to liquidate it, or just call my office, you can ship those in and we can exchange them and get you into just bullion, or just keep it until the silver market's over and sell it to us. I won't charge you when you want to liquidate it.
Okay. And as far as I think I paid $8.97 an ounce for the gold, and now it's gone absolutely berserk. I mean, I'm sitting on a gold mine here, and it's scary. I mean, I got it in a very safe location, you know, so I can get
it. Well, aren't you glad you got into silver and gold a long time ago, Debbie?
Oh, I mean, so wise. Good for you.
I'm 76 years old. Yeah, I'm pretty sharp cookie for my age. But I thought, man, I am sitting on a whole bunch of money here. Jesus. But I thank Joyce Riley for that and Steve Quayle. Because, Alex, you really weren't talking about gold and silver back in. I've been listening to you.
No, I haven't been promoted in about 14, 15 years because I wanted to get people in the bull market. So that's how I operate. But people weren't bad with promoting it before. I just got out of it because I didn't want to. I want people to have instant success. Thank you, Debbie. Let's go to Noel in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Poor commoner, family, wife, 3 kids. Thankfully, I was wise enough during my wild years as a youth to stock a little bit, not significant, but a little bit. Best advice for what is probably a good portion of the listening audience, young, mid-30s, family with kids, best advice, is there still a chance to jump in even on a tight paycheck-to-paycheck budget? And then lastly, Alex, NGOs. We talk about non-governmental organizations all the time and studying media. People need to know NGO, not good optics. So this layered, nuanced conversation with ICE and everything that's going on, when you have bad optics, like with what Christy Noem and what everyone else is doing, it creates, sociologically speaking, people to quickly turn on each other or quickly dive into fake things or posting fake pictures and AI-generated stuff. So not good optics, people. Remember that if you're going out and protesting or debating. God bless you all.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm looking at the chart. I just want to know, is that spot or wholesale?
You mean looking spot at a chart where?
Your KEPM chart.
Yeah, anybody that says they're selling gold or silver at spot's lying. Spot's what it is in the ground.
So what's your chart then? Is it spot?
So that's spot. That's spot price. That's spot price. That's the London fix. It's not a futures price. So then when you have a manufactured bar, all of them have a wholesale that's slightly over spot, right? Which is the manufacturing cost. Spot's a price in the ground. You make it into a coin or bar. That's going to be anywhere from like 1% over on a 1,000-ounce bar to 5% over on everything else. So then we charge 8% on top of the wholesale. When you liquidate, you're going to get wholesale.
Great. So
because we don't charge anything when you liquidate. Yeah.
Yeah, but you charge me something when I change my stuff that I have. You charge me basically wholesale on top of 8%. So I'm looking at probably 15-20%, depending on how much I'm giving you, correct?
Not 20. No, that would be too high. If wholesale is like 5%, 1-5% over, so you're talking about maybe 13% over. And then you don't go all the way back to spot when you liquidate, unless it's a 1,000-ounce bar. You're going to get something greater than spot price.
Right. Okay. That's about all I had. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Sean in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how am I coming in, Alex?
Good, sir. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Great. This question's for Kurt, and maybe Alex, you can comment on this too. What would be the steps for us to lay out going back to a dollar with a silver standard per the Constitution and our founding fathers, given this situation where everyone is in demand for silver? Could we ever have a dollar-based currency, or excuse me, a silver-based dollar again?
Well, Trump's been talking about having a some percentage of it be backed, right, Kirk?
Yeah, some of it. It'd be very difficult to have a fully backed currency backed by silver, A, because it's an industrial metal and it's in very low supply and it's used, right? So this is why you use gold to back currencies, because it's not used for manufacturing. It's a great store of value, inflationary pressure, you know, stable over time. I don't think you could use silver as the backing of a currency in its entirety. Now, you could use it as part of the pool of tangible assets that back a currency, but I think you can't do it all by itself. There's just not enough. And the price would have to go to tens of thousands of dollars an ounce. And then what would you do with the manufacturing, right? It would price everything out of existence.
Thanks. Second question, real fast on that while we're at it, guys. Or not so much question, comment. December 2024, I went to KDPN.com, and with Noah's help, I was able to get bullion that I gave out as holiday gifts. Alex, your listeners are not jumping on silver right now. They're not going to have the chance to give someone a stocking stuffer that the next Christmas you get thanked for, and you're still getting your friends thanking you for that, you know, piece of bullion as a stocking stuffer that appreciates in value versus depreciates. So, guys, if you're waiting to get into the silver market, you better move now.
I agree. Kirk, if you got to go, you got to go. I got Sam Tripoli coming up, really smart guy, a bunch of big subjects to cover. The ICE rate's more, but I want to. Can you do five more minutes? I want to jam in a few more calls.
Yeah, five more minutes is great.
We're going to move quick. When we come back, we're going to go to, just be ready, Kevin and Matt and Michael, and I'll try to get to everybody else I can. Trevor, Jeremy requesting it. Oh, gosh, we got to have you back and just take a whole hour of calls. But regardless, folks, you need to go to KAPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900, and get into silver and gold now. And he's the biggest, most successful company out there. We're going to get steered right and get a good deal and sell your stuff back for no cost. That is a massive issue. And they're our sponsor. But we're also sponsored by thealexjonesstore.com. A lot of great new products there. We're very, very, very excited about this new energy shot we've got that's super healthy and all natural and really works well. And that's, again, the new energy shot. That's what it's called, Mind Fuel Energy Shot at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our number 3 is straight ahead. More calls, Sam Tripoli, and more. Stay with us.
I'm jacked up on the meth lane. Blue is the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue, and I gotta tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.